Welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of March 27th, 2021.
All right, so Harry, that's right, Harry, the royal, formerly known as Prince, as I like to say, he's gotten a job. I don't know if you heard about this. He's now the CIO, the chief impact officer at a San Francisco-based mental health startup. Right, it's called BetterUp, $2 billion company. And yeah, they're going to coach the money right out of your pocket. They say it's a coaching platform. But, you know, honest question here. I mean, is he really qualified aside from being Mr. Markle and kind of famous? I mean, so what did Queen say when she heard the news that Harry is a working man now? She said, "Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?" And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. I'm, of course, America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. No, you're not. You're absolutely not. And you can find the Kim Komando Show on 420 top radio stations throughout the United States and streaming on your favorite radio app and available as a podcast over at getkim.com. And you can also hear us on American Forces Network Radio that serves 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And we salute you all. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And of course, T-Mobile's network keeps me covered, and you should be using it too. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Check out the coverage in your area. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Head over to tmobile.com/coverage. That's tmobile.com/coverage. And I'd also like to thank Epson for helping to make this show possible. Does your printer have enough ink for yet another year of work reports and tax forms? Well, if you print a lot, or if you wish you could print a lot without worrying about the cost of ink and replacing that ink, it's super important that you have the right printer. Now, Epson is changing the game with their cartridge-free EcoTank printers that have super-sized, easy-to-filling tanks. And let me tell you, they come with just a ridiculous amount of ink, enough to print thousands of pages. And if you're like me, you've tried rationing your printing to save yourself from replacing those ink cartridges. Well, you can stop buying expensive ink cartridges and save yourself the frustration of replacing those cartridges ever again. See, with the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink. Now you can print all of your business documents, your reports, your tax forms, and your task lists in color too. I just love mine. It has saved me so much time and money. So kiss those expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. Make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim and NetSuite. America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every advantage. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, and there's a reason why. It's the number one cloud business system. So whether you're doing $1 million a year or $100 million a year, what I'd like you to do is to make sure that you schedule a free product tour, and you have to go to the special address so that NetSuite knows that I sent you. That's netsuite.com/Kim. Once again, netsuite.com/Kim. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And boy, big news this past week. The heads of Facebook, Twitter, and Google parent company Alphabet, they testified before a congressional panel about misinformation. Well, what is misinformation? Anything from fake news spreading on their platforms to groups spreading their propaganda. But this is interesting. The lawmakers in both parties, very important to note, made it clear that social media has too much control over what you see and hear and how they manipulate you. They questioned each CEO, often asking for a simple yes or no answer, but it didn't quite work out. They didn't really get, well, here, take a listen.
I want to start by asking all three of you if your platform bears some responsibility for disseminating disinformation related to the election and the Stop the Steal movement that led to the attack on the Capitol. Just a yes or no answer. Mr. Zuckerberg.
Chairman, I think our responsibility is to build systems that can help.
Mr. Zuckerberg, I just want a yes or no answer, okay? Yes or no, do you bear some responsibility for what happened?
Congressman, our responsibility is to make sure that we build effective systems to help fight
this crisis. Okay, the gentleman's business is not to answer the question. Mr. Pichai, yes or no?
We always feel a deep sense of responsibility, but I think we worked hard. This election effort was one of our most substantive efforts.
Is that a yes or a no?
Congressman, it's a complex question.
Okay, we'll move on. Mr. Dorsey.
Yes, but you also have to take into consideration a broader ecosystem. It's not just about the technology platforms we use.
That was Democratic Congressman Mike Doyle talking to, of course, the heads of Facebook, Twitter, and Google. They never even answered it. I mean, how can these people be so brilliant? We're talking about Zuckerberg, Twitter's Dorsey, Alphabet's Sundar Pichai. It's stunning to me that none of them see that both Congress and the American people are just fed up. How's that for a yes or no question? And speaking of Zuckerberg, he said that Facebook takes no responsibility for what happened. And then he also talked about Section 230. And just to remind you, this is really important. You need to know about this. Section 230, it's just 26 words as part of the Communications Decency Act. It basically protects big tech against any libel or slander, no matter what anybody does on their platform. It passed a long time ago, 1996, when the internet was all shiny and new. So Zuckerberg says that the platform should be required to demonstrate that they have systems in place for identifying and removal of unlawful content. What? Okay, you have that Facebook, but you're still not working for you. But what it does is says, okay, anybody who comes forth, they're going to have to build these elaborate systems. And so Facebook is kind of squelching the competition right there, if in fact somebody could ever compete against Facebook. Number three, let's move on to NFTs, non-fungible tokens. A few weeks ago, Twitter co-founder put up for auction the very first tweet. It sold for $2.9 million. Yeah, this is digital stuff, digital art, digital videos, digital artifacts. Now, some digital art has been sold for tens of millions of dollars, like, you know, pictures and video clips. But this past week, the reason why I bring this up, an artist designed a one-of-a-kind digital home called the Mars House. You can only visit it in virtual or augmented reality. Okay. You can't live in it, can't do anything with it. There's no bathrooms. Sold for $500,000. Whoa, crazy. Now, robots are also getting involved. You remember Sophia, the humanoid bot who's apparently an artist? Well, collaborating with a human artist, of course, Sophia created NFT called Computational Creativity. It has using built-in cameras, they say, to form faces. The NFT ended up being a 12-second MP4 file showing the evolution of the portrait, $700,000. Wow, 12 seconds. They make it, it's the world's first AI painting to be sold online, which is another milestone for Sophia, of course. And you might have heard that Charmin's also auctioning NFTs in the form of toilet paper digital artwork. You can bet your bottom dollar that it's going to get big bucks. How Charmin of them. Number four, Google betrays us once again. Google's promise was clear. Use our Chrome browser, turn on Chrome's incognito mode, and you won't be tracked online. There's always been a question of like, how incognito is incognito mode? Just one little tiny problem that we've discovered. Google wasn't being completely honest. Incognito mode doesn't log the sites that you're visiting or allowing cookies to track you, but it also doesn't keep you invisible to your ISP and any number of websites. So Google failed to mention that it's one of those websites continuing to harvest your data while you thought you were browsing privately. And that's the basis of a class action lawsuit filed by a group of California folks. It even goes far to say that Google has violated federal wiretap laws. It's a very serious charge, even for just a giant company. And last week, Google moved to have the lawsuit thrown out. But a federal judge disagreed, and the lawsuit and the chase for $5 billion is on. And with that kind of money floating around, Google CEO just might break a leg, but he'll be all right. They're going to put him in a Chromecast. Number five, finally, Beam Me Up AI. If you missed the news this past week, actor William Shatner just celebrated his 90th birthday. That's right. Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise himself. And he made an announcement regarding his future. Well, his digital life future with a tech company based in L.A. called Storyfile. They've teamed up to create what's being described as an interactive conversational AI-powered video that will preserve all of Shatner's memories and legacies for generations. It's going to allow family, friends, and others to continue interacting with him once he's passed on. So Storyfile is recording Shatner speaking, then processing that through the AI to make it conversational. so it can interact with people and answer questions. He's the first to make a video like this with StoryFile, and the company's going to debut his personality this June. And there may be a delay in questions being answered, and that's not because of processing. It's Shatner's well-documented dramatic pause, boldly going where no AI has gone before. And remember, because he's the first one doing it, he gets a Enterprise. Oh, God, sometimes I just crack myself up. All right, do you call your kids every time you have a problem with your home computer? You know, they're just too busy with their own issues to walk you through fixing your PC's problems. And with all the phone and web tech support scams out there, it can be really hard to know where to turn, who you can trust. And that's why I partner with the pros at SolveIQ. So you have access to their experienced, reliable, knowledgeable help whenever you need it. Their expert support team is there to take your calls the next time your printer acts up or maybe your webcam just stops working. For just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ's tech experts as many times as you need to. And get this, their patented software works in the background, and it will protect and optimize your computer in real time, stopping problems even before they start. Last month, they blocked over 120,000 unsafe malware, phishing, and data harvesting websites. And the average person freed up about 5 GB of storage without having to lift a finger. This is what they do. So let the pros at SolveIQ help. Join today at solveiq.com/Kim. That's solve, SolveIQ.com. That's solveiq.com/Kim. All right, stay right where you are. We have all of your phone calls and in our digital life hacks tip this hour, 5 ways to save money on your phone bill and maybe even get a phone for free. Yes, that's what I said. And of course, we have all of your phone calls to come here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you think using DuckDuckGo is preventing you from getting snooped on, I have a shocker to tell you about in just a few moments. And then later on this hour, we're going to tell you how long it takes for you to crack certain passwords. It's really kind of an interesting thing. I mean, how many actually milliseconds? And of course, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. I'd love to hear from you. I'm sure you have at least a few questions I can lend a hand to. And that's 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you ever have a question for me you'd like me to answer here on the show or one of our tips or on the website, it's really easy to do. And I read every single email that you send. Head over to komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com, of course. And at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says Contact Us. How about we start this hour with Travis in Kennewick, Washington. Hello there, Travis.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome. How can I help you?
Hey, so I have a question about photos.
Okay.
So years ago, I lost a computer, lost a hard drive, lost some photos. And it's for my middle son. He's graduating high school this year, and I want to do, you know, a nice slideshow and all that. And, you know, we have quite a few old photos with, you know, with the, the negatives and, you know, quite a bit of film too. So I guess it's a two-part question, you know, what kind of service would you recommend for me to send all that into so I can get some more photos of my son, you know, since I lost those other photos? And then the other struggle I have, and I don't know why it is, but I feel like my friends have all got it figured out, but it seems like managing my photos is always a struggle. You know, I can never find the photos of my kids when I want it on their birthday. And, you know, all of our friends show us these beautiful photos of timelines of their kids. And, you know, we feel like we're always lost.
You're like the loser parents.
Oh, man. Well, you know, back in the day, Google had Picasa, which was awesome.
Yeah, that wasn't that. That was such a great program. It really was.
Oh, man, it was incredible.
Fabulous.
It just seems like, you know, and then Apple changes their stuff all the time, and you end up with multiple libraries on different hard drives. And, you know, I actually have one MacBook that I won't get rid of because I think I have photos on it, right? So, you know, I guess that's my two-part question is, like, what service would you recommend for me to send these negatives to,
Let's start with making sure that the middle son doesn't feel like, hi, I'm the middle child. I got neglected again. Okay.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So So you have these as pictures and so and negatives, and you want to digitize
right.
them. Okay.
Right.
You know, a couple of things you can do. You can box them all up, and you can take them down to Costco, CVS, Walgreens, if that's what you'd like.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or you can mail them off. There's a couple of services. Legacy Box is very popular, as is iMemories. iMemories is pretty pricey, so you might want to make sure that you look at that price before you actually send them the box.
Okay.
And so it's a no-brainer at that point. The other thing that you might want to do in order to, like, maybe find some pictures of him that you don't have is I would actually reach out to family members and to see if they have any kids. My sister's moving out of this house that she's lived in for 27 years, and she calls me the other day, and she goes, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe all the pictures I found of Ian, my son. And she goes, I have all these pictures of him and him with you and Barry and me and Mom. And she goes on and on. She's raving about all these pictures. So I said, Christine, so what, you know, just throw them in a box. Next time I see you, I'll take the box from you. She goes, oh, I threw them all away.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, okay. Then what are you telling me about all these pictures for? She goes, well, I thought for sure you'd have copies of them all. I'm like, all right, well, too late now. So anyway, I would reach out to family members to see if they have any of him. Now to the second part. Yeah, it's a major hassle. As a matter of fact, we have a whole tip, 4 steps to organizing your photo collection that we did recently on the website. It's one of our most popular trending articles. Because you're not the only one that's suffering this. Because we all have different gadgets and we have different family members in our immediate family. And everybody's taken 10 pictures of a piece of popcorn or whatever it may be. So what I have found is that is to find one place that will be the repository of all your photos. And you mentioned Google, Picasa. I actually use Google Photos for that. And in addition, I use Apple's iCloud because I'm pretty much all Mac-based. And so if you can, you know, if you can think about it that way, that we're going to have just one place. Now, there is something about Google I need to tell you about, is that starting on June 1st, 2021, any new photos or videos that you upload is going to count towards your free 15 gig allotment of free storage. So anything after that is going to count. So before that, it doesn't. So if you had any ideas of moving your photos and videos to Google, do it now before June 1st hits. And Travis, I'm going to send you a link to that tip for everybody else. We'll post it over on the website and also in the Q&A message board that you don't want to miss. And stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up and also talking about phone codes that you can check to see if somebody's actually spying on your phone. You don't want to miss that. You're on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, you have 30 free minutes. You never have to worry about a home break-in ever again. That's how quick and easy it is to set up a new security system from SimpliSafe. It's so easy. You can do it during a Netflix binge, watching the game, or listening to a certain radio show that you love. And with SimpliSafe, you can see and hear what's happening at your home anytime, anywhere, from any device, all in crystal clear HD. The streaming is flawless. And with the ultra-wide lens, you can see everything that's going on the camera. Plus, it's incredibly easy to customize for your home. Just go to simplysafekim.com, and that's where you can pick the sensors that you need or get help from one of their experts. SimpliSafe is an easy step that you can make sure that everyone feels safe at home. You just don't get this arsenal of cameras and sensors. You get the best professional monitors in the business. And with fast free shipping, by this time next week, you and your entire family can go to bed knowing that you're protected. Go to simplysafekim.com today to customize your system, and you're going to get a free security camera. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Head over to simplysafekim.com. Once again, that's simplysafekim.com. A couple of things I want to pass along that you need to know about, first of which, so many of you, instead of using Google's search site, you're using DuckDuckGo. They say it's a private search engine / browser that randomizes your traffic and doesn't store any personal information. Well, here's the deal. If you're using the browser extension, that they say that you can search privately and block the web trackers, but a flaw has put the privacy and security of any DuckDuck user at risk. And if it's not patched, hackers can use this to spy on users, collect data on the websites that you visit, including access sensitive data like your banking information. So it has been patched, but what I want you to do is make sure that if you are using this extension, make sure that this extension is totally updated. And we've got all kinds of links that you can use and tips over at commando.com about this. Just hit the link that says Kim Show. And, you know, speaking of, a duck, A skunk and a deer went out for dinner one night, and when it came time to pay, I don't know if you know this, the skunk didn't have a cent, the deer didn't have a buck, so they put the meal on the duck's bill. Mm-hmm. Also over at commando.com, we have a link to this story that's been trending, is that your phone can be spied on without you even knowing, even your iPhones. Now, you can find out if someone's snooping on you through secret codes that are often called irrigation codes. Using these codes, you dial them into the iPhone's phone, such as like *#61#, code for enabling call forwarding when unanswered. Another one is *#26#, which is for call forwarding when unreachable. We've got all these different spy codes in case you want to check those, make sure that your iPhone doesn't have them, over at commando.com. Moments away from our digital life hacks tip, which is buy ways to save money on your cell phone bill, maybe even get a phone for free. And back to the phones we go with Russell in Cape Coral, Florida. Hello there, Russell.
Oh, hi, Kim. It's like a dream come true.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
So what's going on with you today, Russell?
Well, I was a chef, retired now, medically retired, but I have a little blue book. You know, most guys have a little black book. Well, I have a little blue book with recipes that I've saved all through the years.
Nice.
And I've been trying to save them, and I tried a couple different programs, and they end up costing money because I have so many recipes.
How many recipes do you have?
Probably 300 or so.
So what do you think is the best, if you had to pick one recipe out of the entire bunch?
Oh.
What would it be?
Gosh, there are so many things. I used to make really good crab cakes.
Crab cakes? And so what's the secret to a good crab cake?
Lots of jumbo lump crab meat and very little filler.
Nice. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right, so a couple of ways you can do this. So I assume that the reason why you're calling me is that you want to digitize these and get them out of this book in someplace electronic, right?
Yes, because I lost a little book one time and I panicked, so now I want to do something about it.
Oh, yeah, that would be a nightmare. Yeah. You wouldn't want to do that. Okay, so a couple of things you can do. You can use an app like Big Oven or Paprika. Is another one. I know that a lot of chefs use. This way you can take pictures of your handwritten recipes and then you can get them in there and then you can make notes along the way.
You
know, another idea is that maybe what you do is you take pictures of all of these and then you put together a Pinterest board. And so this way other people can comment on your recipes, that you can share your recipes. Maybe somebody will say, hey, you know, I made crab cakes and I used it this way, or I prepared it this way. So it becomes more of a community focus, and Pinterest is all about pictures and sharing stuff. So that would be an idea that you would never run out of space.
So I've never used that before. So
you know what?
Good.
That would be something that'd be kind of fun for you, I think.
Yes.
And then you're not limited to an app or somebody charging you. And because it's in the cloud, you're never going to lose them. And in addition to that, you can always add to them. And then if you find recipes at various websites or someplace else, you can always call what's called pin them to your board.
Okay.
Think of Pinterest as a big bulletin board. And so you're going to take your recipes and you're going to pin them all on this bulletin board. And it's really easy to use and to get started. And then the other thing, too, is that you probably have family members and friends on Pinterest, too. And so you could share the recipes that way.
Yes, that's what I really liked about it. You said you can share with other people, and I like to do that a lot.
You know what? Do that. Forget about the apps. You know, just forget about the apps. Try putting together a Pinterest board. And then when you get it together, what I want you to do is to send me a link to it so that this way, you know, I'd like to see some recipes that you're making. I mean, because after all, I mean, I will tell you that over the last year, I've become a pretty darn good cook. As a matter of fact, the other night I made turkey meatballs and Barry came to me and he said, you know, I have to tell you, over the last year, you've become Quite the little chef, you really have. But if you make turkey meatballs, turkey meatloaf, turkey burgers, turkey spaghetti sauce ever again, I'm going to scream. So much for the turkey meatballs. Russell, thank you so much for your call. Let's go ahead and do our digital life hack. This week is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Now, you guys and gals already know all about ExpressVPN. I mean, how could you not? I've been talking about them all the time on my show. I just can't stress enough the importance of protecting your online activity. But did you know there's actually another reason why so many of my listeners love using ExpressVPN? Netflix. You see, Netflix VPN, it not only encrypts your data, but it reroutes your connection through the server location of your choice. So this lets you control which country you want Netflix to think you're located in. So this way you can access thousands of shows that are only available outside the United States. And ExpressVPN lets you choose from over 90 different countries. So every single time you run out of stuff to watch, just fire up the app on your phone, laptop, or smart TV. You just switch your country, hit connect, really literally takes 3 seconds. Refresh the page and you get brand new selection of shows. It's that simple. And you can use ExpressVPN to unlock shows and sports on other streaming services too. I mean, I like to use it to watch the BBC iPlayer. Visit expressvpn.com/Kim right now and you get 3 extra months of their service for free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, this week we decided to do a great tip to save you money on your phone bill and maybe even get free service and a free phone? What? First of all, very interesting is make sure that your service address is up to date. Because let's say you moved. Now, according to NerdWallet, you can save an average of $103.72 by moving from Illinois to Wisconsin. That's right. That's because of different taxes and that are on one state versus another. Now, since these figures are based on individual cell phone bills, you could save a lot more on a family plan. So here's another potential move. If you relocate from Oregon to Washington, and say you did that, you can pocket an average of $170 a year. So just make sure that your service address is accurate. Number two is set up auto pay. It's an efficient, easy way to manage your expenses, of course, but you can save $5 to $10 a month with most of the major carriers by enrolling in auto pay. T-Mobile offers a $5 discount for every line that you set up with auto pay. So a family of five could save $25 a month. You also want to make sure that you find the right plan. So think about the type of user that you are. How many devices? Are you a gamer? How much you stream? Are you doing all that stuff on your phone? If you're over 55, there's always plans for that as well. Fourth on our list is check your bill for any type of hidden fees. These are things that, you know, maybe you added to your phone. Maybe it was a warranty, a guarantee, whatever it may be. Now, you can save some money there, but there are some fees that you might not be able to get rid of, like the emergency response fee, any local taxes, as well as the universal service fund. And you can also add a line, and this way you put everybody on a family plan. That's number five. Now, bonus is let's see if you qualify for the free monthly data, unlimited texting, and free monthly minutes. The Lifeline free cell phone service also gives you a free phone. It's available in every state except for Montana. And we have all the requirements that for the program. It varies state by state, and you can check it all out over at commando.com. Just hit the link for Kim's show. A lot of people don't know about that free phone, free service, free data, and it's definitely worth you checking out if you are, at a certain income level, or maybe you haven't worked for a while, whatever it may be. And again, you'll find that link over on the website. Stay right where you are. We're going to tell you how long it takes to crack some common passwords here on the Kim Komando Show. This portion of the show has been brought to you by SolveIQ. Stop calling your kids every time you have a tech problem. They love you, but they don't want to hear from you. For just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ tech experts as many times as you need. Visit solveiq.com/Kim. That's solve, S-O-L-V-E, in the letters IQ.com/Kim. All right, if you don't already get our podcast, let me tell you, one of our podcasts that we released recently is amazing. And we go through all the insider tricks where you can make money on Amazon, especially if you're a new seller, experienced seller. I spoke with a gentleman by the Jason Boyce. He's an Amazon expert, e-commerce veteran, and he has some top secret tips for making the most of your store, whatever you're trying to sell on Amazon.com. It's called Kim Komando Explains Insider Tricks to Making Money on Amazon. You can listen and subscribe and follow, and you can find our podcasts on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Commando with a K, of course. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Melissa in Denver, Colorado. Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Great to talk to you. I appreciate so much taking your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
I am a mom of a 25-year-old son on the autism spectrum.
Okay.
And one of the, well, there's many issues we deal with, but one of the ones that has been coming up quite a bit lately is how to keep him safe on his phone and internet with online dating and, you know, girls offering to be his girlfriend for a $200 gift card and getting, and at the same time, allowing him to
have some autonomy,
continue to grow in his independence. Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, these kids with autism, especially the kids that were diagnosed in the early 90s, these issues are all just starting to come up now. And I think for the younger 10-year-olds and whatever, we may have it figured out. But the parents of my friends who are with these young 20-year-olds are experiencing this all new. Added to the complication is most of us are getting old and we're not as tech savvy as we should be.
Right. So, it's a difficult place because you want him to...
Very.
You know, to be able to have some type of independence, as you said, but
he's
susceptible for scams and susceptible.
So vulnerable.
Yeah,
so
to
vulnerable.
Take, yeah, for people to take advantage of him. And there are so many scumbags on the internet. It's just crazy.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And
I take it that he doesn't. Does he live with you?
He just recently moved into a subsidized apartment.
Okay.
We do have conservatorship over him for financial, medical.
Okay.
He's not able to sign a contract. So I monitor like his bank account 3 times a day. Doesn't have overdraft protection, so he can't spend very much money. I can prevent those things from happening. But he got a new phone at Christmas, and unfortunately for my son, he has 3 sisters, older sisters, so it's like he has 4 moms. And one of them was getting his new phone up and going and found, you know, a bunch of sites he had been on that were
enough said.
Appropriate.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
help.
So first of all, on the bank account, is that you can, if you just as a side note, and then we'll talk about the internet stuff, is that you can probably figure out a way, if you call them, that anytime a transaction is made on that account, you get a text or an email. So this way you don't need to physically go check the account. Anytime any activity is done on that account, you should be able to get notified of that. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
And so now let's talk about at his house. There's a router by the name of Circle. And it's called, if you go to meetcircle.com, it's actually owned by Disney.
Okay.
And this is where it allows you to control where he can go on the internet using his computer at his house or the television.
Okay.
And so you can block certain sites. You can get reports. You can actually log on and see where he's going, what he's doing in real time.
That's great, because right now he's savvy enough to know to clear his history.
Okay, so you're going to get, like, you can get a full 30-day breakdown in your inbox, weekly, daily, whatever you want to get. You can block porn. You can look at any type of social media that he's doing. There's YouTube monitoring. You can also set a schedule for him on when he's allowed to use the internet. Okay, so it's pretty comprehensive, and it's about $120 a year. If you already have a router, you can add the software, but if you need a new router, just buy the whole shebango. Now, with his phone, it's kind of the same thing, is that you're going to have to put some type of parental control on that phone.
Right now, we have it set up like a minor account, which is good, except for if he wants to download an app and he has to contact me and get permission.
Exactly. Well, you know, and that's just not enough, really.
No, it's not.
So that's why you need to get, let me give you a couple of names. Bark is one.
Okay.
Another one is called Custudio, and it's spelled with a Q, Q-S-U-D-I-O, Custudio or Bark. And just like we talked about the router reporting and the limitations and notifications and, you know, things like that you'll see in real time, is that when you have this on his phone, is that you'll be able to get all these reports and you'll be able to see everything along the way too. So it's very challenging what you're dealing with. And my heart goes out to you because it's, you know, this is your son and you want to give him independence, but we want to make sure that we put some controls on that. And so he doesn't get taken advantage of. Absolutely. And so I'll put some links together for you that I just mentioned, and we'll put that in the Q&A forum. Just make a note. Over at commando.com inside the community. So if you go to commando.com/community, hit the forum, the Q&A forum, and then inside there, there's a folder that says show questions, and that's where I'll put these links to everything that I just mentioned. So in case you're like, oh, what did she say? And I don't remember the name of that, is that that's where you'll find it. And if you have any questions whatsoever after this, Melissa, or any of your friends, make sure that you tell them, you know, I'm here for you, and we're here to solve problems and to help everybody's digital life get a heck of a lot better, including your sons. And stay right where you are. We're going to talk about password cracking, still to come this hour of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, over at commando.com, we have this chart that shows you the time it takes for a hacker to brute force your password. Let me tell you, I put mine in there. It was about, I don't know, 15 milliseconds. Yikes. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show that you never, ever want to miss. So stay right where you are. You're on the West Star Multimedia Network.